Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday for this Saturday, December 7th. Ho, 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 Doc.
Yeah, it's that time of the season, my friend, and we've got a lot to talk about on Sports Saturday, but we've got to talk about our fine sponsors first.
Let's thank folks like CACL Financial, located at 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past
5 years.
Why is that? Because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you, BG's Value Markets. They're your Christmas cookie headquarters. And don't forget, while you're baking them, send them in for Chaz and I. You will find all your baking needs and also all your Christmas dinner table needs at BG's Value Markets. 4 convenient locations. Check them out, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, Minersville. Because if they're hams for your Christmas dinner table or any fresher, Chaz Hepler,
you'd have to slap them.
That's right. And while you're at BG's or your other favorite retail locations, check out Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Don't forget the delicious dairy line from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juice packed up with vitamin C to fight off that cold and flu this season. The delicious iced tea and fruit drinks. I've got the sugar-free tea. You've got the diet green tea. But don't forget Chaz's utmost favorite seasonal drink.
It's the holiday season. Doo-dee-doo. In your dairy counter. You can find the eggnog.
From Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. And the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday and high school basketball, wrestling, and swimming venues throughout the coal region.
Well, Doc, we'd be remiss not to mention that it is the high school football championship weekend. Unfortunately, our local team that was still standing at the end stood no more to play this weekend, but had an opportunity to see the Tamaqua area Blue Raiders last Friday night against Wyoming area. Tough contest. They came up against a very stiff defense, particularly a defensive backfield that gained 5 interceptions in the ball game. My key going into that game was that Tamaqua had to win the turnover battle. They did not, and they were unable to find victory.
What a heck of a storied run for the program, who saw their first district championship this season, who fought, saw their first state championship action or state playoff action, whatever you want to say. And, you know, Sam Bonner, his ball club out there in the land of running water, have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. Did they play their hearts out and give it their all? Not just 10 weeks of the regular season when they were playing non-league and then Schuylkill League opponents, but, you know, Chaz, you look at their opponents that they played, they dropped 2 ball games in the regular season. 1 to North Schuylkill, 1 to Pottsville. Pottsville goes on to make a state playoff run. North Schuylkill is in the District 11 championship game against them. So, you know what I mean? It was a heck of a season out there for Sam Bonner. And, you know, we got to thank Sam for coming on the program quite a few weeks.
We got to thank all our area football coaches for coming on the program. And, boy, to look back on this year in high school football in our area, a lot of great players, great plays that we saw, a lot of great teams that we had. It was a pleasure to talk about all our area kids and coaches, and we got to thank them all for, you know, giving us the value-added entertainment of high school sports.
Value-added. Man, I think if you paid to get in to see these ball games, I think you've got your admission 10-time-fold. A lot of Friday nights and Saturday afternoons. We've seen a lot of great battles down the stretch. You know, the funny part is, Chaz, usually around Christmas time, we will make our announcement of the WPPA, T-102 players, teams, whatnot, and the like. When they send out the nomination forms to all of us, I was scratching my head. Not scratching my head because I didn't know who to put down. Scratching my head because there were so many choices. So many choices for defensive player, for lineman, for the player of the year, the coach of the year, the team of the year. It was so hard for me just to make a nomination. It's going to be great when final voting comes out.
You know, the interesting thing, and I want to get your take on this. You covered the Crimson Tide all season long. Mm-hmm. But since they've gotten into this league, hasn't it been a little refreshing to see all of those great players that have been in our area for even the past 4 years, but this year's crop of kids, and to have the opportunity to have an informed vote? in that poll.
Yeah, it's been a lot better. You know, I mean, since Spots left and Blue Mountain left the Berkshire C League, you know what I mean, and came back into the Schuylkill League, you know what I mean, it's been nice. You know, I mean, one of the nicest things, and I'm sure anybody in the Pottsville Area School District and the Blue Mountain School District would back me up on this, in the athletic programs, the financial offices, whatever, you know, there's people at the games on the opposing sides. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a shame. I mean, there were sometimes, you know, when you would be playing a game against a Berks IC opponent, and you'd be able to look across, and there might be 12 people over there. Well, where are those 12 people from Pottsville? Where are those 12 people from the opposing team? You didn't know. Sometimes you got a band, sometimes you didn't get a band. You know what I mean? I like the band. As funny as it may sound, it just adds to the atmosphere of the ball game. So, you know, when you have those bands dueling back and forth, it adds excitement, it adds noise. You know, it's fun. And that's what this is all about. You know what I mean? The cheerleaders are screaming and yelling, they're doing pyramids.
You know, it's interesting.
Gosh.
Maybe next year we need to put another area on the ballot for voting. Best high school band.
Well, by far, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people mad here. And let me first come out with this blanket statement to say that all bands that I've seen this year have been phenomenal. The showmanship, the music selection have been bar none. Probably some of the best that I've witnessed covering high school sports. But I must say, by far, the most impressive moment by bands, and you notice what I said, by bands.
Yes, I know where you're going.
Is when Pottsville and Tamaqua joined up in the end zone at the end of the game and played a combined Queen tune. Okay, it was just something so neat that you don't see very often. Mm-hmm. But if I say, probably the best entertaining band. Now, I see Pottsville week in and week out. Pottsville's great. Love the script tied. Love the pregame show. Love the halftime show. Okay? But Pottsville's going to be a very close number two to that Tamaqua Blue Raiders band. I think they are, bar none, probably some of the best now that I've seen. And the talent, Chaz, because I can't toot a flute, a clarinet, bang a drum.
All right. You look pretty good carrying a tuba.
I can't do any of that. I have no ability whatsoever. I'm lucky I could even play music and talk about it. Okay? I have nothing. Nothing. I can't carry a tune in a 5-gallon bucket, my friend. The only thing I could tune is a fish. Tuna fish? Got it?
Oh,
all right.
Boy, you're full of dad jokes this morning.
But Tamaqua has been the most entertaining that I've seen.
Really? I'm going to throw a monkey wrench at you. You might not have been able to see them because you were there for the game when it was rain one. But I really enjoy seeing the Groove in the Grove and the Pine Grove Marching Band. This year's Billy Joel set when they wheeled the Baby Grand out in the middle of the field and they're playing Piano Man. And
that,
you know, they may not they may not have the sheer numbers of the Tamaqua band, but I'll tell you, the sound from Kenny Gibson's Groove in the Grove at Pine Grove sends chills up your spine when they're on the field.
Stop. Yeah, because I got to tell you, I mean, if I would have witnessed that down, hands down, would have won. And Billy Joel, one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. One of my favorite artists.
Yep.
Listen to Billy Joel from cover to cover.
I would have a close 1-1A type scenario with Tamaqua and Pine Grove. And Pine Grove may have the edge for me, but I know folks are saying, why are they talking about bands? Well, it's one area that really doesn't get a whole lot of publicity other than maybe some photos in the sports tab from the Republican Herald. I think maybe we need to add that column amongst our sports broadcasters next year and feature that maybe in our football guide.
That would be pretty neat. You know what I mean? The best high school.
Maybe it's not too late for this year.
You know what else is? You mean, you talk about, yeah, I mean, these bands also, yeah, I mean, and if people aren't familiar, didn't have a member of the family, and the band wasn't a member of the band or anything like that, they do have competitions.
Yes,
they do get judged on field shows. They get judged on everything. You know what I mean? So it is not only go out on a Friday night, show off in front of the football crowd and, you know, pack everything up, you know, practice whatever. I mean, they go and they have competitions a lot of times on a Saturday evening. They're out, you know, from, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night, participating in band competitions. And boy, do they pull some numbers, Chaz. You want to talk about putting some fannies in a seat, some of those band competitions, and they can get kind of rowdy.
Not only do they get rowdy, they can get kind of pricey. But anyway, you know, I we'd be remiss not to talk about that, because they are a great entertainment and a big part of high school football in our area. And those kids work pretty hard to get to where they're at. And, you know, football season, reminiscing, you know, and looking back at different things that we thought were great.
Let's not forget the ones that had the spirit, the school spirit either. You know,
and
what
the
I mean,
cheerleaders,
the cheerleaders and the spirit guys.
And I'll tell you, that's one area where some of these high school bands that are among the top that we're talking about, they incorporate their cheerleaders into their shows, which is kind of cool as well. So, I mean, that's some of the stuff to look back on. Some of the players: Nate Boyle.
It's and, easy today.
Yeah, listen, it's Saturday morning, and it's been a long week, and, you know, there's things to take care of. But Nate Boyle, Tyler Elsden, can they repeat in the positions they were last year here around the company, where they were? Boyle was the reigning player of the year, Elsden the defensive player of the year. Will that be the same, or will it change? I mean, we know that Matt Amadea out of Tamaqua was our lineman of the year last year, so that's wide open. Team of the year, always wide open. Coach of the year, always wide open. But we have two returning players this season that contributed a lot to their team. Can they repeat? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how the final tally works its way out.
How it all shakes down is the old turn comes our way as we look and get ready to turn the page.
What's something else that excited you this football season? Could it be a new food at a concession stand from the old concession critique days?
I will tell you something that I got to experience this year that I never experienced, believe it or not, is I got to experience the macaroni and cheese and the pan buns. I think they're pan buns, yes, or something at Pottsville. They're you know, anybody you ever talk to from Pottsville, they always talk about the buns, the roll,
old fashioned roll.
Yeah, I don't know. They do it in a muffin tin, but on homecoming night, they had it. I went over to the stand. I bought macaroni and cheese and two of these rolls, and I'll tell you what, the macaroni and cheese, spot on, my friend. It was delicious, but the roll was very unique. I wasn't sure of what to expect of it. Very heavy, very bready, but great. You know, it slopped up the cheese.
Did you have the opportunity to get to Lehighton this year?
No.
They had a Thanksgiving platter.
Oh, I remember that one year we were covering up in Palmerton, the Blue Bombers.
Well, this one blew that one away. It was incredible. Little side dish of cranberry sauce.
Wow.
Turkey stuffing, gravy, woo, corn. It was fantastic. That was one thing. And we'd be remiss not to talk about the Spartan Combo. I mean, touchdown tips was all over that this year.
Spartan Combo is always a delicious meal when you're up in Fountain Springs. You hit that Spartan Combo up and whoo.
Well, you hit a lot up when you finally made it to Fountain Springs. You got to walk on the new turf surface.
Walked on the new turf, a great job. I thought that was spectacular. Last week, before Thanksgiving, we had the opportunity to talk to Dr. Sean Fitzpatrick before the ball game off the air. He told us, you know, they are replacing the surface at the Rotary Field in Schuylkill Haven. As that is now due, they gave us a little sneak peek of what it may look like.
It
did not have the contrasting end zones like the Spartans have up there. I got to say that is something very unique of North Schuylkill, is to have those contrasting end zones. I got to see Danville, at one point this year where they had new turf surface. It was great. They did a multi-million dollar renovation to Ironman Stadium, but did not put money in the press facilities. It was a nice press box.
You think
box.
That was bad? You should have been up at Wyoming Valley West. Whitey Williams was counting the change in my pocket. We were that close together, and there was no room behind us to stand.
Well,
but
in
anyway,
Danville, it was pretty much the same. Bernie emptied my pocket.
Enough of this football talk, and we congratulate all our area teams on a successful season. But this morning, we're going to shift gears on the program, and we have a very special interview with Dave Mullaney coming up here in just a few moments from now. And it's great to get in touch with Coach again and get ready. Crimson Tide basketball last night against Matt Civics and Science right here on WPPA.
Reigning
and
state champion. Don't back down from anyone, Davey.
Well, you'll hear about that and more coming up in a recorded interview from earlier this week before last night's game. And it'll be interesting to hear Dave Mullaney's take on things when we come back on Sports Saturday on AM 1360. Also, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com. And
if you missed the show, don't fret. You can always catch it. The podcast, Spotify, Google, Apple, podcast platforms. Also, on our host site, anchor.fm.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for Helping You When Others Won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial, named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial. Online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
BG's Value Markets, where freshness, quality, and service are number one. In Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg is offering hot deals without burning your wallet. Value packs of all-natural chicken breast tenders, $1.98 per pound. All-natural pork butt roast, $1.78 per pound. 86% lean ground round, $3.98 a pound. 2 pounds of barrel-cured silver floss sauerkraut, $2.48. Cooper's CV Sharp Cheese, $4.78 per pound. Store-baked assorted muffins, $3.98 a four-pack. Alda Canadian Haddock Filets, 1-pound packs, just $5.48. Assorted General Mills cereals, $2.68. 2 liters of Pepsi or Mountain Dew, $3 for $5. Best yet, regular or light cream cheese, $1.28. Fresh cabbage, 38 cents per pound. Shop and save at BG's Value Markets, open every day.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.
You know, we're back at basketball season again, and it seems like last season just ended. Successful season, the program continuing to roll on, but you don't take much time off, do you?
No, we'll take a few weeks off at the end of the year, and it's usually the kids that want to get back in. So we'll get back in about 2-3 times a week in the spring, and then it gets a little hectic in the summer with games. And you know, team camp, summer leagues, things like that, along with all our workouts, and then give them a couple weeks off prior to school, and then our non-fall sports guys will be back at it. And I love getting back in the fall just because it's a little more structured with school. And I thought we had a really good fall, even though we didn't have a lot of our key players.
You know, this is kind of different this year. The football team goes to the quarterfinals of the state tournament. I know you're biting your nails thinking, boy, these guys may not get their legs underneath them basketball-wise because football is a little different training. How is it shifting? You have kids here in the fall that aren't participating in fall sports. Then kids are going a little longer. How is it shifting those kids back into the program?
You know, it was interesting. You know, I anticipate our football team even maybe winning a couple more. So, you know, we tried to prepare for that. You know, our fall guys are further along as far as executing everything exactly the way we want to. But at the same time, we had a couple kids come back that had a ton of experience for us. So they got back into it pretty quick, and Mason and Kevin. Rafe DeCello, who didn't play a ton, had a great off season for us, so he's worked himself back in. We have a couple younger football guys that we think may be able to help us. That I think the time off probably hurt them, but it's a long season. We'll get better, everybody back on the same page.
You know, graduation last year took some of that five guard set is the best way. You know, when you're talking, you have a 6'5" kid that's, you know, kind of like another guard for you on the floor. You kind of had a five guard set. Are we looking at something similar this year, or how does that all work out in the grand scheme of Dave Mullaney basketball?
I think you'll see a very similar system. We lost some really good players, guys that maybe exceeded even our expectations as seniors. I mean, I thought they had a great senior year, and obviously we're going to miss them. I think the style that you'll see will be very similar to last year.
You know, when you take a look at the schedule, which I've had an opportunity to peek at, you don't run away from anybody. Do you have the say into that, or is it something that's kind of put together, or when you put it together, do you scratch your head saying, why did I do this?
Well, when the games are ready to be played, I always say, why did I do this? but before that, we have eight non-league games, and we always talk with our athletic department and say we want to get the best possible teams we can. For the most part, when teams have wanted to play us, we're able to fit them into our schedule. And with this year, you know, we had a really good non-league last year, and with the addition of Mass Civics and Science this year, it's even going to be tougher.
You know, when you take a look at that and you say teams, when they want to play us, we're normally able to fit them in. Do you have a lot of that because of the success of the program? I would figure teams would maybe want to shy away from you.
Well, some of the teams that are contacting us are the Mass Civics and Science and the Abington Heights and the Scranton Preps. We had Archbishop Carroll, which he couldn't fit into the schedule. I think a lot of them want a challenge, and a lot of times they're interested in playing at Martz Hall too. So I think a combination of our program success and the venue, I think, is intriguing to people.
You know, when you take a look at the non-league games and you put that together, and you know it's very difficult, and you have that anticipation coming in, these are going to be tough games for us. Not that, you know, oh, you worry about, so to speak, the losses, but how more important is that for the program, maybe within the league, but even after league play is over?
That's really what we're shooting for. I mean, I think we want to, you know, when we get into league play, we're going to be battle tested. So that's the first thing. But even moving forward, like when we used to schedule a Mass Civics and Science, I'm looking at our game against Archbishop Wood last year, you know, and thinking, hey, if we played a couple more teams at that caliber with that level of player, when we see it a second time, you're just going to perform better, you know. And sometimes it takes you a quarter or so to get used to some of the athleticism, some of the skill level, and we want to be ready if we get that opportunity again.
You know, you take a look at the league shifting back now, Panther Valley coming back into Division One, and, you know, it changes the landscape again. And in 2 years, you're back to the original Division One alignment, but how difficult does that come into play?
You know, I think Division One was really good last year, from top to bottom, and Panther Valley included in that. But Panther Valley is going to be a very good team this year. You know, just talking with Coach Cramsey, I think they have some good talent. Had a transfer come in, so I think they're going to be tough to beat, along with the other teams that we expected to be there prior to the season, with Blue Mountain and Tamaqua. And of course, I haven't seen a lot of the other teams play. I'm sure they had productive off seasons as well.
You know, when you take a look at the summer league that you participate in, I know a lot of teams come into Bearfield and they'll bring some semblance of their team every night. Does that give you a gauge of what you're going to see during the season, or do you still not see some of those fringe players that might be involved in something else?
I think it gives us an idea. I don't know if we got the whole picture, but it definitely gives us an idea. And, you know, we played, saw Tamaqua and Blue Mountain regularly at Bearfield. So we know that they're going to be very good teams.
And what year is this for you as the head coach of the Pottsville program?
13.
So let's go back to year one to year 13. Where do you think, one, you've grown as a coach, and two, where do you think the program has gone from year one to year 13?
Oh, gosh. The program has changed just with participation and all the workouts and things that we do. You know, when I first got here, we would try to have workouts, and I ended up with, we always laugh about it because of the three or four guys that would show up, I'm still close with now, and that's what we would have. We would hope to get to six, so at some point after some skill work, we could play 3-on-3. But that has grown, and the participation and the kids that want to be part of it and that dedicate so much of their lives to be part of it and have it be a success for them. I've grown in so many areas. I think my values are the same as they've always been. You know, you want to run an offense where you share the ball and you're unselfish and you want to play hard-nosed man-to-man defense. I think that part has been the same. But if you're passionate about something and you work on something every day for 13 years, you hope you grow in a lot of areas, because I do work on it every day.
You know, you have a great cast of coaches around you and former players that still come back to this day when they're home from college or when they're in the area from working away. What kind of, I guess, polish have they put on you, on the program, and how big of an asset have these guys been?
Oh, former players are awesome. I'm so grateful that we have a couple of guys that I've actually coached, coaching our 7th and 8th grade right now. But just today, we were evaluating our scrimmage from yesterday, and, you know, I'm in contact with Tanner Gerchuk and Nick Schlitzer, and we have other guys that actually, after every game and every scrimmage, go and evaluate a quarter for us, because it probably takes about 40 minutes to get that done, and it's tough in a busy season for just the coaches to get through that. So they're so involved over any break, over Thanksgiving break. I mean, you'll come in here every day and you'll see three or four of our former guys that just want to hang out and say hello and see how the team's doing, and so that's pretty special.
And John Toomey with you, and you know, what's that been like? I mean, you guys seem to be inseparable.
He's the best. I don't know how else to say it. Now that he's not coaching football, he's around all off season, which really is helpful for me. But he's just a tireless worker, never cuts a corner. Even when I want to try to, he'll never let me. And he's just been – it's been so special having him as part of our program. And honestly, and I know people say this all the time, but I have no idea if he wasn't our assistant what I would do right now, because it would be – I would have to take on so much more responsibility than I do.
Let's break down the team this year. You said Kevin Shank, Mason Barnes back in the mix, two of possibly the greatest players to come through this program. Their senior year. You know, how does some new cast mesh in with those guys, and who are some of those kids that we expect to see?
Well, we have four seniors. Those are two of them you just named. The other two will start for us, Riley Stanton and Matt Salata, two kids that I can't say enough about. They put a ton of time in, total program guys, have gotten so much better. Both saw a lot of time off our bench last year and had tremendous offseason and have improved a lot. So I'm excited about them. Rafe DiCello is another kid, a sophomore for us, who did not play much varsity last year, but I would say as far as the best offseason of anybody and improved the most, it's him. Really good athlete. I think you'll see that during the season, that he had a great summer for us. He's a really, really good player for us. And then there's those five as of right now would start for us. And then there are six guys that come off our bench that we have a hard time distinguishing from six through 11. I mean, it is really, really difficult, and it changes daily, and they're competitors, and they all offer something. They all have to work on a weakness here or there, but I can go through the list of the Mike Sakina, Darren Yost, Nico Heimbaugh, Nico Boris, Makai McCullough, Jay Snowell. All offer something. They're all pretty good players. We just need them to take a next step, but we're excited about our bench, too.
You know, when you talk about that bench, that has been something that John and I have talked about every season since I can remember. You seem to be able to keep players fresh the entire game, and that always wears on an opponent. And sometimes we would think that it's demoralizing, for lack of a better term, for a team to see three and four kids come in, four kids come out, two then come back in, two go out, and just to see it coming and not lose much production-wise.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most teams are going to start their best five, but they're usually your best five because they're a fresh best five. And the way we play and the way we want to defend and even run our offense, we're trying to play at a high tempo, a high pace, and we demand a lot of them on the defensive end of the floor. And you're just not going to – there's no way you're going to play 8 minutes straight going 100%. It's just not – it's not possible. I don't care what type of shape you're in. So we try to get them – you know, even our best guys, you got 3.5 minutes to four max. Go as hard as you can, and we're going to get you a break. And I think it's paid off. And also I think it's developed us not even for – for this coming year, but for next year as well, getting more guys experience.
It's evident with Riley and Matt getting in the starting five this year. You're right. When Matt Salata would come on the floor, he was a tireless worker, more so defensively, had a nose for the ball, and was relentless. Riley could give you either the three ball, and it was nobody's business when he'd sit out there. When he got hot, he got hot. And he, too, he was kind of like a bed bug. He was just annoying to opposing ball handlers. But it's because of that time they got that makes them what they are today.
Absolutely. You know, when I think about the big game Friday that we have, and trust me, there's a ton of concern. This is a defending state champion with most of their guys back, their best player back, and watching them on film, you know, I worry about everything. But I'm pretty comfortable with our four seniors, that they're going to go out and perform well. I don't know if it's going to be well, you know, I don't know if we'll play well enough to win, but I'm comfortable with the experience they've had in big games from last year, that they're going to perform well.
You know, when you have that comfortability, does it make it easier on you? I mean, I know you're always, before the game, you're pacing a little bit, but does it get easier when you have that experience, or does it still stay the same because you're a competitor?
I'm a mess before games. I don't know if that would ever change. I've always been like that. I was like that as a player too. So, you know, I get worked up before games, and as a coach, you know, it's weird as a head coach, because you're whatever happens out on that floor, it's your responsibility. And you know, how they play, some coaches want to blame it on the player. No, it's the coach's fault for what happened out there. So so that gets you excited. Now, I'm usually part of those nerves, or you're excited to see how your kids can perform too. So I don't know if that has an effect. I don't know if I answered your question, but I don't know if it matters if the team's good or bad. I think I'm going to feel the same way.
You know, you have expectations. Expectations for the program, expectations for each player, expectations for yourself. You know, how is it tempering that in a game where things are a little tighter, or when you're coming in a little nervous? How is it tempering that until you can settle in? How do you balance that?
Games are the easiest. Like, that's like, once the ball goes up, I'm fine. Like, I love that. It's the time before, thinking about everything. When the game goes up, game coaching is probably, at least in my opinion, I think it's overrated a little bit. I think, you know, you try to do most of your coaching at practice, and at least with basketball, I feel that way. That, I mean, there's little adjustments you make in games, and you can call a play here if you see this matchup, but 90% of what goes on out there is the preparation that you put in.
All right, I have a question for you, because John always says, you have a play for this. Ball goes out of bounds, your possession, 1.8 seconds on the clock. Do you have a specific play designed for that?
Yeah, well, we probably have a couple, baseline out of bounds or sideline out of bounds. Yeah, we have a few.
Because John will always say, well, Dave Mullaney always has a 1.8 second play.
Yeah, well, most coaches, I'm sure if you ask most coaches, they'll tell you they'll have an idea. And now the problem with that is sometimes it's not like you may not have run that the day before. Maybe it was sometime in the preseason, you go through it and you may have to say, hey, remember, we ran this, and then you draw it up, and you know, for the most part, we've kept some of those same plays over the years. So, you know, it might have been in a summer league we drew it up, and you can revert back to that game. Remember when we ran this, and our kids are pretty good with that stuff.
You know, when you look coming into the season, how are the expectations set? Like, some coaches will say, well, it's league championship, district championship, and then into the state tournament. Are your goals similar to that? You know, do you look past anything? Do you how does that all come together, like, now in the preseason, before everything's really running, early season? How do you temper that?
We don't talk about that really. I think our goals are, and I think if you had a player here, they would say, at least, maybe, I don't know how they would phrase it. I would say, I always look at it, get into the Schuylkill League playoffs. I always think of that, like, get in. So I always think, like, how do we get into the Schuylkill League playoffs? That means get yourself first or second in Division I. And then once you get to that point and you're able to do that, you know, you want to win the division, and then you want to obviously win the tournament, win the district title, and advance into states. Now, we never talk about those things. We talk about, I mean, we just had a scrimmage against Wilkes-Barre and Becca last night. I mean, I was worried about that, you know, and then we're – and now we're going to be concerned about math, civics, and science. I mean, our schedule is so hard that we can't really look past anybody, and if we do, we're going to be in trouble.
You know, taking a look at the layout of the schedule, you know, some weeks there's two games, one game, then you might have a three-game week, then you might have a four-game week. How do you go about trying to navigate how you're setting those matchups in those busy weeks? Do you look at that, or is it just kind of like when teams are available, we'll play them?
No, we. I just think it's the schedule, the amount of time you have to schedule 22 games in an ideal, it's just too many. Like, I mean, I think every basketball coach would love to play two games a week. That allows you time to still work on skill work and review the game before and get your lifts in and prepare for the next team. But the way it's set up with the amount of time that we have, you're going to have those weeks. And you got to do the best you can. And there's times when, if we have two games back-to-back, you know, we'll never tell the team we're preparing for the Saturday game, or rarely, all right, but we'll have some plays in our scouting report for the Saturday game, even though we have a game Friday. You know, we try to trick them as best we can, still focusing on the next opponent at hand. But, yeah, it's difficult. You put together a schedule. We work with our strength coaches trying to get two lifts in a week. You know, we'll get that first four-game week, we'll get two lifts in that week, too. So it there's a lot going on.
That's an awful busy pack there. You know, and the kids seem to respond to that. It seems like the kids respond to you. And, I mean, I don't know if it's your charisma. I don't know if it's your cologne. But kids in this program have always responded to you in some way, shape, or form that seems to be very indicative of what the program speaks. It's kind of wild to watch how the kids, they gravitate. When you say something, they know what you mean. And if it's business, it's business. If it's fun, it's fun. But they seem to get that pretty quickly.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know how that progresses. I do know from just talking to former players and parents and things that I think initially it's fear, and that's the last way in the world I want to coach. But I think there's an expectation, and they know if we're not playing at a certain level, as far as effort-wise, that it's not going to be okay. And then I think there's kind of that mutual respect maybe as like a junior, and then I think it's more of a friendship to have a senior, if that makes sense, because that's kind of how it grows. At least I think that's how it grows. Luckily over the years, if we had, you know, 45, 50 kids come through here, you know, 99% of them I have a great relationship with now.
It's interesting to see the number of kids that are on the wall in the locker room when you look up and their locker plates are all affixed to the wall up there. You can tell that it's a family-type atmosphere, because kids will walk in there that have graduated and, like, we'll come down pregame and they'll be in there, look, that was me, you know? And that's kind of neat to see that kind of family approach to it, and they know that kind of when dad, so to speak, gets on us a little bit, it's for good reason.
I think that family atmosphere that you talk about, when you see all these former players coming by, you know, maybe some sophomore sitting there thinking, well, man, coach is getting on me a lot, but wow, all these guys come back and they seem to like him, so maybe he's an all right guy and give him a chance. I think that's part of it. I really do. I think that they see that, and they see all the good people that we had come through here and how they're being successful in their lives, and they're thinking, man, I want to do what they did in high school, and I want to do what they did beyond high school.
You know, when you break it down, and, you know, we've seen an increase in the high school game, and of kids kind of emulating what's going on in the pros and what the college kids are doing. You don't tolerate too much of that, you know, holding the hands up for the three and all that kind of stuff. Do you think it's a detriment for kids to watch the pros and watch the college game these days?
I don't like all that stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I think it's more prevalent in football. It seems after every play there's going to be some sort of at the NFL level anyways, you know. I don't know. I didn't do that as a player. Maybe I wasn't good enough to do that as a player. I don't know. But we see no reason for that in our program. And I'm not saying it never happens. I know it does. It happens to us just like everybody else. But we try to do our best to stop that immediately, and try to have consequences for doing those type of things.
You know, it just amazes me that the ESPN generation, how it spawned what it spawned. I mean, back in our day, we saw professional players doing those things, but now it seems to be more like these kids think that that's just the way of life. Like you said, you let your game do the talking, you know, and that was the way we approached things. It wasn't out there to do that, and it's just kind of funny the way ESPN has kind of changed that and also set the expectation that everybody's going to a Division I program and going to play in the NBA someday. That's got to be tough to balance these days as a coach with that kind of involvement in youth sports, period.
No, I agree. There's a lot of positive influences out there. There's a lot of negative ones as well. But I think for the most part, if you watch basketball around here, you're going to see a lot more good than bad with the coaches and programs we have in Schuylkill County.
I got one final question for you, Dave. You're coming into this season. The schedule is probably the best schedule in the state. People can argue that. I know in other sports they usually rank them at the beginning of the season, but I got to believe that you have to be one of the top five toughest schedules in the state this year. You have that. You have some returning players coming back. What do you expect to see come midway point of the season, end of the season?
It's going to sound like a cliche, but I just want to keep getting better. You know, I was just watching our last scrimmage. I'm happy with where we are for what we've put in. You know, with all our guys, we've only had a handful of practices together, so that's exciting to me. We're just trying to convince our guys that each time they get on the practice floor, they have to view it as a time to improve. I'm sure every coach is saying that, but if we can just gradually improve, I think we're really going to like where we are. And you know, if we can do something similar to what we did last year, that would be amazing. Like, I was ecstatic about what we were able to accomplish last year, and if we could do it in the same way that the guys were able to conduct themselves, maybe improve on some areas, you know, I'll be really happy with where we are at the end of the year.
Well, Dave, I got to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to sit down with us and get set, because, boy, your blinking basketball season showed up. I don't know where the time has gone.
Well, I always appreciate getting a chance to talk to you, and we're here. We're ready to go.
All right. We'll see you through the season.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
Yep.
You work hard for your money, so don't let the big banks take it away in service fees and charges every month. Bank at CACL Financial, and you'll see the difference. At CACL Financial, not only will you be treated like family, your money will work for you. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial has the products and services to meet your personal and business banking needs. People love banking with us so much that we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 5 consecutive years in the Reader's Choice poll. At CACL Financial, it's more than checking and savings accounts and CDs or home mortgages, vehicles, and home equity loans. CACL Financial meets your needs every day. Visit our convenient office on West Market Street in Pottsville, online at caclfcu.org, and like us on Facebook. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality-produced milk products, as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Right now, make Gears delicious eggnog a part of your holiday gathering. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Phone 570-277-6611.
Welcome back here to Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Catch the podcast, Google, Apple, Anchor.fm, Spotify. We're everywhere. Man, Chaz, I'll tell you what, Big Ten basketball hitting the airwaves this morning, 11:30 for the pregame, as the Nittany Lions are taking on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. We might beat them in some sport, I don't know. It all gets underway as tip-off is at 12 noon. A great interview once again with the boss of the Crimson Tide boys basketball team, Chaz, Dave Mullane.
Interesting take on taking a look at the program from top to bottom, from beginning to end to current with the coach Mullaney, as he talked about everything from this year's team, what he's learned. I mean, he's just a great guy to talk to and talk the game of basketball, and also a very humble guy.
Yeah, he is very humble. Yeah, I mean, he never hangs his hat on his success of the years past or anything like that. He's always straightforward and says, you know what, we've got to play. And I mean, he's liking where he's at right now after the first scrimmage or two. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Crimson Tide do here down the stretches. Of course, they wear that Schuylkill League bullseye once again as the defending Schuylkill League champions for what, the fourth time out of the last 5 years or something like that.
It's interesting. It's 8 of the last 9, to be honest with you. But it's interesting, you know, when you take a look at everything that's coming back and the outlook that Dave has based on that interview with, you know, they could very well be the team to beat again this year in basketball as our basketball season and basketball coverage gets underway. And we'll be ready to go. And we're off and running already. And unbelievable that on a Saturday morning, the sports director makes an appearance on Sports Saturday.
Yeah, it's always amazing when the sports director steps in. And we've got to tell you, man, he has a schedule lined up for us on T102 in basketball coverage.
Yeah.
He's got
starting before Christmas.
Yeah, starting before Christmas once again this season. That's always well-deserved and always well-received by the individuals that cover basketball around here. But a bevy of Crimson Tide basketball on the way here on WPPA.
You know what, though? We better play the lottery. To see him on a Saturday morning like this is, I mean, your chances of hitting the lottery are better than that someday.
Nah, come on. Stop picking on him. I've seen him a lot on a Saturday morning just because he's like, is he the champ? Is he the king of touchdown tips? Remember, it was down a point like one or something. Well,
yeah, and then he made the executive decision not to include what happened this weekend in the high school football championship games to preserve his crown. And, well, you know, as long as it wasn't Larry, it's okay if Bill won.
Well, it is okay. I wonder if he picked the Nittany Lions coming up in her bowl game. That's the question. Where are the Lions headed? Whatever. We know Will Freiermuth is not going to the NFL.
Pat,
we know that whatchamacallit's going to the NFL.
Yes, Etor Gross Matos is going to the
he's
NFL.
He's gone.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's going to play the bowl game. How nice of that.
Well, no, listen, you got to strike while the iron's hot. And there's only a limited window you have in order to make that jump from college to the pros. He already obviously has mentors, I won't say agents, but mentors that have given him some sort of inkling as to where in the draft his possibilities are. And I can be honest with you, back in my college days, I went to Penn State. And a guy that was a friend of some local people, still is, Kim Herring, was my tennis partner in our tennis class because we needed gym credits. And
did he beat you on the court?
No, he was a horrible tennis player. One heck of a defensive back, but a horrible tennis player.
You make a lot of racket, but not with the tennis racket.
Sure I do. I had a lot of practice on Spring Street. But anyway, you know, when it was his time to go, and he knew, I mean, it was his senior year, but we were at class, and he would bring the bus up all the time, or else he'd walk up on really nice days because parking was atrocious by Rec Hall or the intramural building. It was not Rec Hall, the intramural building. We played in the courts there for class. And he came one day, and he was in a brand new car, and the trim was gold, and it was right around April. And I said, you know where you're going, don't you? And he said, well, I have a very good indication. You kind of get that information going in. You know what teams are interested in you. Now, you're not sure where they're going to pick you exactly, but you have an idea. So you know what going in or coming out before you leave school of where your spot's going to be. I think one of the most interesting pieces to this, and I guess I don't give James Franklin enough credit sometimes, I don't give him any credit anytime, but, you know, the interesting thing in his release, he talked about how he made a promise to not only his family, but James Franklin made him promise him that he would come back and finish his Penn State degree, even going into the NFL. And that's the important piece. When you see a young man coming out of college and making that type of public statement, and I hope he backs it up, because you can't play football forever. And you need something to fall back on. Yeah. And, you know, that's great for him. I mean, he has all these sacks, tackles for loss. I mean, he's a great defensive lineman, and probably his stock in the NFL is going to be high because of the turnover and the older nature of the position this season in the NFL.
Well, I mean, you look at it, Chaz, and you talk about it. Yeah, I mean, you talk about football can't last forever, okay? The NFL, you know, how many times have we witnessed over the last, you know, umpteen years that one hit, one run, that one, you know, whatever, where it's a season-ending injury. It's a career-ending injury. You know what I mean? And
all too close to home this season with that comment, Doc.
Yes. I mean, but, you know, I mean, like, I mean, think about it. You know what I mean? If football is not, you know, I mean, going to be there forever. Yeah, sooner or later, you're gonna step.
I just hope that Mr. Gross Matos has the number for Joe and Romolo over at Roma Taylors because they're gonna make him look like $1 million if he goes there for draft day. I mean, I'm telling you, those guys are great. You want to talk sports? We got to go in there one Saturday and do our show with those two on the air with us. Because okay. I'll tell you what, they're New York sports fans to a fault.
And, are they Bronx? Or Queens?
Bronx.
Okay. Are they green or blue in the MetLife?
Yeah, they're blue. They're Giants fans.
All right.
But, yeah, I just, you know, I want to say hello to them this morning, as I know that they are avid listeners to the program, and they can dress us up if we need.
Oh, yeah, I know. They got the some type of dress clothing for any size, boy or man. And, boy, do we need those extended sizes. Omar.
But, you know, I mean, where will Penn State end up in a bowl game? Interesting that three teams, ahead of the Nittany Lions this past Saturday in the final week there, lost, and Penn State didn't move in the poll because they didn't have a very good showing to a lot of people against Rutgers. So they remained at number 12 this week.
Yeah, but they didn't have a very good showing with a backup quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Well, backup quarterback, happened the week before. He all of a sudden became a major player in the offense. And once he started going in the second half...
But when you have no tape, you have nothing to go on. And you'll hear NFL coaches talk about this, too. All of a sudden, you get a change. You're going to hear Doug Peterson talk about this on Sunday. Because when was the last time anybody saw Ellie?
Never.
You know, this season. You've seen him for what, game one or game two, and that was it. Eli Manning's season was done. He was bottled up. He was shut down. He was sent to the bench, and they put out Daniel Jones. Well, now all of a sudden, Jones unable to go this week. Eli Manning gets under center, and the Eagles don't know how to react because they haven't really seen anything from him.
Well, anyway, get back to Penn State and where they're going. I don't want to talk about the Eagles. Let's not.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I mean, that was the secret to, you know, Penn State and coming back on Ohio State, because they didn't know what to expect from the young quarterback.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, you know, where will Penn
State... Say it one more time.
You're right. Where will Penn State end up in a bowl game? You tell me.
Rose Bowl. All indications. Yep.
You think?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I know that they shake up in the playoff poll a little bit. Ohio State getting some major love in that there bracket.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, don't take anything away from their head coach. What is it, Pat Day or whatever? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. At least it's not Urban Meyer.
Well,
yeah. But I mean,
he's a hell of a television analyst.
He may be coming to the Dallas Cowboys.
Nah, I hope not.
Actually, there's word James Franklin may be in line for the Dallas Cowboys job. How'd you like that?
See, I mean, I read a very good article this week about Urban Meyer and why you wouldn't make a good pro coach, and why some pro coaches wouldn't make good college coaches, and why college coaches don't make good pro coaches for the most part. And it's because of the turnover every 4 years, and they know how to coach those kids for 4 years and turn them into men and this and that. You know what I mean? And they don't know how to, you know... To handle the temperament of somebody getting paid millions of dollars to play the game. And I mean, it was a very good article why Urban Meyer probably would not be a good NFL coach.
Well, Doc, you know what?
We're
out of time. We have to thank all of our fine sponsors here on WPPA Sports Saturday, where our coverage now sprints to the winter season.
Yeah.
As we started with round ball today, and we will continue with basketball through the remainder of the winter season. But let's not forget to thank folks like CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at
CACLFCU.org. Chaz, their members know it. What are you waiting for? 5 times the best banking institution by the Reader's Choice poll. How can you join them?
Well, you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere. That's why you want to join them right there.
BG's Value Markets, 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. Check them out for all of your holiday cookie baking needs, all of your Christmas dinner needs, all of your holiday party needs. Jonestown, Millersburg, also in Pine Grove and Minersville. If their Christmas hands were any fresher,
oh, you'd have to slap them.
And while you're there, pick up the eggnog from Gears Dairy. Oh,
you can't pass on eggnog from Gears Dairy. Smoothest, creamiest eggnog you ever drink.
And don't forget why you're checking out Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. They've got the dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice packed up with vitamin C to fight off that cold and flu this season, and also the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. I'll tell you what, I am rehydrated from the sugar-free iced tea this morning.
Don't forget Penn State basketball coming on the air around 11:30. Tip-off against Ohio State. is coming your way at 12 noon today as we get set for some Penn State basketball right here on AM 1360 WPPA Pottsville and translator W290 DP Pottsville.